It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Jimmy Moss. What happens when a place becomes valuable to a new group of people? That's the question KUT is going to explore in a series we're starting this week called On My Block, Voices from 12th and Chacon. And I'm here at the corner of 12th and Chacon in East Austin to talk about that with KUT's Managing Editor Matt Largie. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about what we're going to hear starting this week.
Yeah, so a while back we started thinking about ways we could explore the changes that are happening in a lot of parts of Austin, but maybe most remarkably in parts of East Austin. We've seen huge swaths of this part of town basically being transformed as older homes are torn down and replaced with modern houses, or in some cases you see the transformation of places like East 6th Street into a center for nightlife, a bunch of hipster bars lining the street. And so we're going to look very closely at this part of East Austin that's kind of in the midst of that change.
And that's this area, East 12th and Chacon.
That's right, yeah. People who've been around Austin for more than a couple of years probably know this place has a reputation. Depending on how long you've lived here, you may think different things, may have different reputations to different people. Decades ago in the 60s and 70s, 12th Street and this part of town was really the heart of a thriving black neighborhood in Austin.
I remember when it was a thriving business district, when everything we needed was within that corridor between Airport and I-35, and we didn't have a need to go across I-35 for anything.
That's Creola Burns Shaw. She grew up around this area, and she still owns property here. But slowly, things at this intersection started to change, and she says she really noticed the difference. Starting in the 90s, 12th and Chacon became notorious for drugs and prostitution. Actually, the corner that we're standing on right now, this northeast corner, was really a hot spot for drugs. And it stayed that way for a long time.
I believe that certain areas are allowed to diminish, that other areas in town are given more priority. And then what you do is you have certain folks that come in with millions of dollars to spend. And then all of a sudden, it's a focal point. Because where else does the city have to grow but east?
And that's where we are now.
Yeah. A few years back, police started to crack down on the drugs here. And now you don't see people lined up to buy and sell at this corner. But you do see condos under construction. Like if we look right over there across the street, there's two what appear to be condo buildings under construction.
Lovely concrete floors already poured.
Yeah,
ready
you got this kind of concrete shell over here. And if you squint really hard at this neighborhood, it's kind of starting to look like East 6th Street did a few years ago. There's a bunch of kind of hip bars that are showing up, and that's really changing this neighborhood. So we wanted to explore how that change affects people who've lived here a long time and the people who just got here.
All right, so now we're taking kind of a different approach to do that.
Yeah, so what we've done is we've actually opened a bureau here at the corner of 12th and Chacon. It's right across the street from where we're standing. This is the first time we've tried something like this. It's in this co-working space over here in this green building. It's called the Urban Collab. And the idea is to not just parachute into this neighborhood. We want to actually spend some time here getting a sense of the rhythm of life and really try to talk to absolutely everyone that we can who has a story to tell about how this neighborhood is changing and growing, you know, whether they've been here for forever, all their lives, or if they just got here a few months ago.
Well, tomorrow we'll hear a day in the life of this intersection as we start our series On My Block, Voices from 12th and Chacon. And we'll have much more as our series continues throughout the rest of the year. KUT's Managing Editor Matt Largie, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jimmy.